Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Amber Westall-Briggs with the Avery Mitchell Yancey Regional Library System.
And how are you today?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
Doing fine. It's good to talk with you. I know there's a lot of different things going on with all of the branches of the library, but there's a little something special going on, I think, at Yancey Library.
That's
you need
correct.
To tell me about.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about it. Yeah. Well, actually, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we just want to let all of your listeners... We'd like to let them know that we have a mind care kiosk at Yancey Library.
So now what's involved in that?
What is it? Yes. Well, when you think of a kiosk, you think of something that's computerized and you can sit down and use it yourself. It's the same way with this mind care kiosk. Is it's completely private. The little computer station we have has privacy screens on it, and it's set in the corner of the library, the nonfiction section, actually, where you can have some privacy and you can fill out a test through Via Healthcare, their mental kiosk system, and you answer questions about your mental health. And so what it does is it will ask you specific questions, and then based on your answers, it doesn't necessarily give you a diagnosis, but it will point you in the right direction for who to speak to, the resources available in your area, and then also resources through Via Health and their mental health website, which there are tremendous resources there. The reason we have this at the library is to help break the stigma surrounding mental illness and just how prevalent it is in our communities and in the nation as a whole. So we want everyone to have access to resources and to know that they are not alone, and that medical facilities, doctors, counselors, they're here to help you, and we just want you to have the information you need. The kiosk is simple to use, and there's a lot of information there as well, so you can actually take information that you see on the kiosk. It's available for teenagers as well as adults. So, and you can actually take it for yourself or for someone else. Say you have a spouse or a sibling, mother, father, or even a child who you think is experiencing a form of mental illness, anxiety, depression. If you have a spouse or a loved one who is abusing alcohol or drugs, you can take it for them as well. So it's not just for you, it's for those you love, too.
Yeah. So it's available when the library in Yancey is open.
Yes.
How long will that be? Is that going to be something that's there all the time or just for the month? Or
actually, the mental care kiosk is there, as far as we know, forever.
Oh, okay.
We've actually had it for over 2 years there as well. The great news is that we will be having one placed in the Avery Morrison Library in Newland as well.
Oh, good.
So libraries are high traffic areas, and we just want it to be in a public place where anyone can access it. And I have taken the tests, and they are very simple to use. So I just want everyone to know that it's an easygoing process, and it's definitely private.
Yeah. So. Is it something Via Health is helping you have those? Is that where
yes.
that comes from?
Yes, it was completely free to us just to place it within our libraries. And also, whenever they go offline, they use the internet to run. If they do go offline, Via Health contacts us immediately to make sure what's going on and if they're up and running. So the system is fairly problem-proof.
Yeah.
So it's working really well. And I will tell you, too, if you're interested in taking a mental health test like the kiosk provides, but you can't get to the library and you have internet at home, you can actually take the test through VIA's website as well. So it's VAYA, and you just go to Via Health, and you'll find their website, and you can take the test there, too. If you have trouble accessing it, please call the public library, especially at Yancey Library, at 682-2600, and that's area code 828, of course. They'll be happy to walk you through it.
Yeah. So. Well, that sounds good.
Sure.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Well, and there's lots of other things going on all the time at the libraries. Folks should stop by. That's what they're there for. Our guest today, Amber Westall-Briggs of the Amy Regional Library System. Amber, thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.